Okay, I had the pleasure of spending a few days down in Berlin there last weekend. So a little bit of training there with a new group of, I suppose, aspirant radio people who would like to set up their own radio station down there on Berlin. During the course of the training, I came across this initiative that I actually hadn't heard of before called a park run, which to me is a great idea. And I think it would work great in here in y'all. So I'm starting a campaign, a bandwagon, if you will. And to tell us more is John Walsh. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dara. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, John, first of all, thanks for the great hospitality you guys showed me there over the course of the weekend. Bear Island is a fantastic place, and you're very lucky to live there.
And we're delighted with your help in getting us on the road to set up.
I came back raving about the island, so much so that the wife said, "Why don't you go live on the island?" I said, "Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will. Might get some peace." So first of all, John, why don't you speak a little bit about the park run, which I had the pleasure of running myself on the Saturday morning, if you could call it running. But first of all, how long do you guys have it in operation, and how did it come about?
The park run started in 2014. I think it was August 2014. And it kind of came about, we started doing Operation Transformation as a community the end of, say, 2013, start of 2014. And people got into running. Like, the Operation Transformation always finishes up on a 5K. So we were all doing the counts to 5K. And when it came to an end, we were all kind of saying, you know, it was a great initiative and could we do anything to keep it going? So I was in contact with Claire Hurley from the Sports Partnership, and she introduced me to the idea of park run. Kind of started in Ireland, I think, in 2000 and maybe 2012, I think, in Malahide. And it was a great initiative. It's a real community initiative. The last thing parkrun is about is running. It's all about community. And after the, whether you want to run, walk or jog, once you're finished, then everybody heads to the cafe for, you know, scones and tea and coffee and stuff. So it's a real community initiative. Like, in the wintertime, we could be inside in the cafe after till maybe 1 o'clock. So it's a great way of getting the community together. And I was just saying to you last, it's actually, there's a lot of parkruns in West Cork, but there's actually none in East Cork. So it'd be great to see it starting down your way, maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've said it to a few, I suppose, influential people in the community now who all thought it was a great idea. So maybe something good might come of it. And I think it would work great here in y'all. Just so the basic premise of it, John, is it's a 5K standard run. You also register online and to get your barcode. So you also, you know, you get a time every time you compete. You get your own individual time that's posted up on the website. And it's about getting the community together to be active, to be fit, run, walk, jog, crawl the 5K. It doesn't matter. It's just about coming together and everyone doing this 5K together. How was nuts and bolts of it? How difficult is it to get off the ground?
Like, it's not too difficult. When we started the time, we got great support there from the Sports Partnership, and they contacted Matt Shields, who was the Ireland manager for parkrun, and he came down and he looked at the course, and you need to get a core team of volunteers together. It's actually similar to the community radio. You need your kind of core team to get it up and running, get it off the ground, and you need your basic infrastructure. So what you need to do, like, and as you've seen in Bear Island last week, it's actually run on a road. The roads in the island are extremely quiet. Like, so maybe if you had any kind of a park, a lot of them are held in parks around the country. So if you get a park and get it measured, get a course, I'm available to give a hand, and there's actually another man in Cork City that would be available to give you a hand as well. So once you have your course, then you get your core team of volunteers, you do your training, which... The training only takes an evening, maybe 4 hours in an evening, and said like myself or John Cassana Cork would be on hand then to go down and work with the volunteers to do a kind of a dry run and see how it works. And like, when you start a park and you're actually given all the equipment needed, so you're actually handed a box, like, with stopwatches, a laptop, a scanner for your barcode, all the flags, markers, arrows, everything, you know, to get it off the ground. They really make it simple for communities to get it off the ground. It's a very simple concept.
And again, there's no money in this. It's free for everyone to take part in it. Run by volunteers. So I mean, it's not a money making racket, for want of a better word. It's something that the community holds for themselves and invites people to come along each and every Saturday morning, just to get fit, get active, and maybe post a few personal bests or whatever. But I mean, it really is a win-win. What kind of difference has it made to life on the island?
I guess it's really, you know, got the community together. Like, say, I know the community is always kind of fairly together, you know, all the time, but this really kind of got an extra bond again with people. And like, there's some days there we could have, I mean, one day we had a 5-year-old running and we had an 85-year-old, so it's for all ages across the community. And some days, if you're not able to run, or if you can't run or walk, you can volunteer, and so everybody's made part of it, so everybody's made to feel welcome. So like, every Saturday morning 9:30, you show up. Like, you actually need about, like St. Baron, we need about maybe 10 volunteers for Saturday morning, which over the last 4 years we never failed to get. So in an area like Yaller, like East Cork, where the running is strong, you would have no problem, I'd say, of getting your core team of volunteers together. And then you just take them there, and you take every week. And as you said, like, you register with parkrun.ie, you get your barcode, and then when you don't have to register the morning of the race, you just show up, or the morning of the run, you just show up, you do your run, walk, or jog, come in. When you cross the finish line, the people on the stopwatch will take your time. You're actually given a finish token then, which marks the position you came in. So if you came in, say, in 10th position, you get number 10 token. You take that into the person scanning, and they'll scan your barcode and your finish token, and then you automatically are uploaded to a website. So as you said earlier, all your times over the last, every time you did the parkrun is shown up. And a lot of things that came out of it as well, like parkrun tourism, the benefit it made to Bear Island with the different visitors coming, you know, like the different Saturdays that we'd have people from as far away as Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the States. Like, parkrun is all over the world, so it's great. The economic benefit too is very good. And actually, we were very lucky in Bear Island that the ferry operator, you know, put on a bus, and he gave a price for a ferry and a bus, and he'd get them all to the start line. And the same year that parkrun started, a new cafe opened in the village, and they put on, you know, fresh scones, as you seen last week, coffee and tea. And, you know, they always give the children hot chocolate, and, you know, it's a real, real community event every Saturday, which is fantastic.
And stuff. And it's each and every Saturday morning.
Yeah, every Saturday morning. That's the kind of tagline of parkrun. It's a free 5K every Saturday morning, 9:30. Everybody's welcome to come along, run, walk, or jog. So long may it continue here, and that's all I can say. And I'd like, anyone that's interested in East Cork, we're here to help, and we could call down and give them a hand to, you know, give them the information first, give people a hand to get it set up. We'd be delighted to see us down there and welcome people from East Cork if they want to come down here sometime, you know, just to see what it's all about.
You might like to run it. It's quite a hilly course, I have to say. But it's very, very enjoyable, very, very beautiful. The views are actually spectacular along the route, actually. And as they would be down here in Yall, you know. Okay, well, John, that's brilliant. And you are on hand. There's more of you guys on hand to help us if we can get a committee together. And I think it would be a fantastic initiative for the community. As you said, there isn't any one in East Cork. I think there's a 2K one, junior one in Cove, started recently, but other than that, there isn't any one at all in East Cork, you know. So it's certainly something that I think it would make a big difference to life here in Yall. John, that's the park run. Just very briefly, the purpose of my visit last weekend was, of course, to do a bit of training with a new group of volunteers to set up a radio station on Bear Island. It's again an exciting project for you guys down there. How did it come about? Just quickly, how did the whole thing come about?
The project is actually a research project with UCC. So the project is to kind of assess a community before they get a radio station of their own, and then over the 3 years of the project, they'll kind of see how it benefits the people of the island. So we're actually working here like yourselves. We're trying to get up a radio station. We actually, on the 24th of August, we actually set up a trial basis for Heritage Week. We actually broadcast across the internet, and this weekend we're actually hoping to broadcast All-Ireland football final that's on in Bear Island here from home to Brock. I said, but the project is, you know, is really to set up, see what it's like to set up a radio station, see what benefits it makes the community. The project we're involved in, like, takes in people in Glasgow in Scotland, in Brussels, in Madeira, in Romania. So it's looking at three different communities and see what the benefits of community radio is. And from, like, speaking with you last week, I can actually see firsthand, we should have just spoke to you. You could tell us straight off the benefits of community radio and what it does to y'all and the surrounds that you covered on there. But it's an exciting project, and we're delighted to be involved in this. And I think radio is a good way of communicating with people. Like, everybody has access to a radio, and you can also broadcast it across the world. Like, when we broadcast on the 24th, there are people living in, you know, as far away as Argentina, America, you know, London, Greece. Like, everybody kind of listened in, and it's great for people away to see what's happening on the island. So it's a good initiative.
It certainly is, and I think it's something that can work wonderfully well with those living in isolated communities, and even all the other islands across Ireland, and there are many and small communities, but I think it can make a big difference to community life and to island life, and technology has also was changed so much that, you know, you actually don't even need a radio studio anymore. Now there's clouds and there's everything's preloaded and stuff. So I mean, you guys will be using this new technology. It's a game changer, really.
It is. Yeah, like, hopefully, you know, with all the partners that are involved, they're all experiencing setting up community radio across Europe. And as you said, there's new technology. They say you can actually run a radio studio now from an iPhone. So once you have a mic and an iPhone and a set of headphones, you can, you know, go around, interview people and broadcast this straight onto FM. So, like, our radio station here at the moment now, when we are lucky enough to get our license, hopefully that it'll broadcast kind of a 10-kilometre radius. So it'll be the kind of the community of Bear Island and the community around Castlon Blair, the Bear Peninsula, and maybe the Sheepshead Peninsula. So we'll try and get everybody involved in that kind of vicinity, and, you know, get people involved, because the more people you have involved in keeping the radio going, it's the same as parkrun again, like, the more you have involved, the easier it is to keep it going. So we're looking forward now to the next 3 years and working with partners across Europe to get the project up and running.
Brilliant stuff. Well, John, best of luck, and it's a very, very exciting project and exciting times down there in Bear Island, and we wish you the best luck, and we're always here to offer a helping hand. So I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again very soon, and as I say in the business, we could talk all day, John. But I have to go to news, and best luck, and I'm sure I'll be in touch with you guys again shortly.
Thank you, Darren.
Yep. Cheers.